for the evening. Mr. Lank, do you have anything to add for the good of the order?
I would only say that wish you a safe and happy holidays. And we don't meet again, I don't believe, until the 14th of January.
Well, that's probably the longest break I can remember in the history of my tenure on the commission, I believe. It's almost a month.
What date?
Last two meetings have been a little scary, though, because they've been really short.
I know, you can get spoiled quickly.
Mr. Chairman, I will be absent on the 14th.
That's correct. Yes, let the record show that Mr. Ross will be absent. He had informed me of that some time ago.
So does that mean we'll have three short meetings in a row?
It could be.
Well, it could be indeed. Anyone else have anything for good of the order?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Like to see, can we give Mr. Morris a candy cane, or?
Well, we did earlier, actually, and we gave him for him and for his child, and I actually have one for his bride-to-be. He is still in the process of identifying her, I understand, but when you do, okay? So, and we won't miss the lady, the observer here with us this evening. We're not going to let her get out of here without without the fact. I'm going to ask Mr. Morris if he would be so kind as to deliver a few. She may have some young children at home, or maybe even grandchildren, although I can't imagine anyone as young as you would have any grandchildren, but perhaps you do. It could be.
It could be the bride-to-be, then.
All right. You're welcome. All right. There being nothing else, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.